you're listening to Off the Record with Georgette Pierre, LA Special Edition. I've been in California ripping and running, working on some great things, including sitting down face-to-face with hit Grammy-nominated producer Mason Levy, or MDL, as he's known in the music industry. You probably know some of his tracks, including Maroon 5, Daylight, CeeLo Green, It's Okay from the Lady Killer album, B.O.B.'s New York in New York, and of course, his first number one single, Justin Bieber's Boyfriend, based in L.A. and having signed one of the youngest production deals in the industry. I welcome Mason Levy to Off the Record. No filters, just us. Mason! I'm doing well, how are you?
Good.
How are you feeling right now?
Good.
I love it. Okay, so this is not going to be your traditional interview. We want to get to know you. I want to start with the song that I think brought Justin Bieber into adulthood. Boyfriend.
That's what a lot of people say.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't fit his target demographic. I'm in my late 20s. Justin Bieber is not even 20 yet. So when his team hit you up, what were they looking for? What's your thought process on Boyfriend when you were producing it?
Well, originally it wasn't actually for like him. Me and Posner and Matt Musgrove kind of wrote the song, and Bieber heard it and then put his touch on it, and
the rest is history.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you, so that was his first album where he was coming into adulthood in the music industry, as some would say. Were you surprised at the feedback that record got?
Boyfriend?
Yes.
I mean, I don't really hold my breath for anything.
Anything?
You know, it was mostly positive feedback, and everybody knows the song, and we got a lot of play, and
yeah.
Still does sometimes, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously not your first time working with Justin Bieber.
No. I have a song that I did with him on his first album. But I had never met him until recently. But I also have, like, one more on this current album.
You do? What track is that?
Fall.
Yes, I did see that. Do you think this is one of his, I don't know if you're a Justin Bieber fan, but do you think this is one of his better albums?
Oh, yeah.
More for sure.
Like, my favorite thing about Justin, it's really exciting to watch and stuff, is that he's always getting better. Like, I don't know if you've heard the acoustic album, but he just sounds great. He's just learning so fast. When I was working with him, he just soaks up everything, and he's going to be doing records, like, by himself.
I know.
Like, at first, like, I didn't really know, you know, what to, like, expect, but he's just really, he's really good.
But you're in your early 20s. Mason?
Yeah, like
20. I can't believe that. I'm thinking about, so for those that don't know Mason's story, you got signed, 2009?
Yeah,
well. One of the youngest to get, like, a production deal at that age. What did your production deal entail around that time when you did get signed? And who did you get signed to?
Right, well, it's more of a publishing
deal, right.
I got signed to Mike Caron's company, which is called APG. And it's a subsidiary of, like, Warner Chappell, so.
So you do songwriting.
Songwriting and production.
And production. When you got signed, was that the moment where you were like, I made it?
Well, that's what I thought then, but I feel more like that now. But each like achievement makes you hungrier for more.
Now, for those, I mean, I know that a lot of people want to become musicians and songwriters and all that other stuff, but what does that really entail? Just because you got signed doesn't mean you're making $1 million off the door.
I don't know, because this day and age, I mean, it's not that hard to get a deal.
Yeah.
It is, but like also, what does that entail? Sacrificing everything just to spend as much time as you can on it, because you're not someone else will, and
yeah.
It's a very competitive industry. And I wish it wasn't like that, but I think that makes us all better, or it should.
I know you also do a little bit of teaching.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always been like a big goal of mine, to kind of lead the young generation of like producers and stuff.
So where are you teaching? What is that about? How did that happen?
I started doing like YouTube videos that were kind of instructional, but also, just showing studio footage and reviews on gear and stuff like that. But I just kind of started doing it at a time when not everybody was like doing it.
Most
people were just showing like the track and not really talking. So I like try to like break it down and stuff like that. And yeah, spoken a few things and stuff like that, and I would like to, like, do that more, because I feel like there's no one really my age that is working every day but also teaching.
So I agree.
I think people can benefit.
But I think you're also coming from a perspective where it's generational for us, like the millennial generation. A lot of people are teaching from a textbook, but you're actually living this and able to really say, no, this is actually how it's happened for me, and this is how it's really happening. Opposed to, like, how important is that, though?
Well, I mean, music is a very not textbook thing.
Exactly.
It's
I agree, yeah.
Alive and changing thing, and it's got to be hands-on. I mean, of course, lots of stuff that I've learned myself has been from reading and watching videos, but the way you apply that stuff to it, you know, it's very dynamic and stuff like that.
So I know you, at the age of 15, you wanted to be a professional musician.
Well, no. At the age of 15, I started messing around.
With stuff.
About a year, I just, that's all I wanted to do. I didn't know if I could, and it's very hard, and I'm fortunate, like, super fortunate to be where I am. It's all kind of, like, worked out so far.
Do you feel like you've accomplished your dream?
I think I'm way closer, and I mean, I feel like I'm living a dream.
Okay.
But there's so much more that I want
to do. I love that you said that.
See, the most important thing in music, I mean, I think pretty much anything, is that you can't be content. Like, you have to try to get better. The best people that are still doing it would, like, tell you that. People that are cocky and happy with where they are, they're probably not as good as how they're portraying you.
Or as successful anymore. Have you done things outside of music? So curated music for films or video games? Like, have you done anything outside?
Yeah, I mean, I try to cover all facets.
Ooh.
I would love to score movies. Like, I've done a few, you know, cues and stuff for various things, but I would love to, you know, do more film and TV. But yeah, I mean, I've dabbled in everything, but it's mostly, you know, it's mostly pop songs.
Do you have a bucket list of artists that you want to work with that you haven't yet?
Oh, that's a very hard question.
I know it.
Honestly, I'm really into, like, country music lately. And
okay.
I'm in Nashville. I work with, country people. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I mean, like, the list is, there's really...
It's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to stay versatile, and I'm pretty open-minded with everything.
I think that's very important. For those that keep seeing the flashing lights, what's the reality check that you've gotten since being in this industry? For those that aren't able to see what you've been able to see at such a young age.
Well, I mean, it's not really as glamorous as it probably seems. I mean, if you're Justin Bieber, yeah. But, I mean, his life's hard, too. I mean, he can't walk around.
Right, without being noticed or seen.
And the thing about being a producer or songwriter, you know, you can kind of stay behind the curtains and you can have, like, a normal life.
Yeah.
Well, but it's a very competitive industry, and you hear no way more than you hear yes.
Mm.
You know, there's just because you make songs every day doesn't mean anyone's going to buy those songs. It's not like I don't get a salary. Like, I can work every day for 3 years and nothing can happen. You have to make good stuff and it's like the right people. And yeah, I mean, there's the whole slew of things.
And so you've heard a lot more no's with a lot of your tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I made way more. I made many, many songs.
More than that's been placed.
Only like a few really go somewhere, but I totally understand that, and that's totally normal.
And what projects do you have in the works right now that you could talk about?
Doing my Posner's album, which is pretty much wrapped up. I think there's a Flo Rida thing coming out later. There's the band, Pacho Rey. I think I have a single coming out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much I just do whatever I'm like.
When you're starting, because I know it's with Warner Chappell, is it mostly those artists on the roster, or it could be from anywhere?
It is. I mean, Warner is a pretty big family. You know?
Right.
It is, but also isn't. I mean, Bieber and Maroon 5 both are not.
Oh, and Warner, yeah. Okay.
So, usually, it, like, would be, like, you know, B.O.B., for example.
But it depends.
Yeah, it's not really restricted, or I didn't sign it exclusively.
Got it.
It's
okay.
It's like an independent contract.
So you can pull in whatever you want.
Right.
We want you here, we want you there.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then how can they find you online, your YouTube videos,
yeah, I mean,
Twitter, and all of that?
You can just search MDL on, like, Google and stuff, and you'll find it. I think it's YouTube/MDL. Productions. Twitter is the same thing.
High five, Mason. Woo! Okay. Off the record, signing off. You can catch this interview on georgettepierre.com. Until next time, Mason, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, bro.
All right, peace.